If you're wondering what languages you just heard during that gospel reading, they were English, French, Spanish, Igbo, and Yoruba. It's a great church. And to the gospel readers this morning, I say to you, thank you, merci, gracias, dal, and osha. I may have gotten those last two wrong, but I hope I didn't. The reason, of course, that we and other churches have this tradition of reading a Bible passage in Pentecost in various languages is to try to recreate what that first Pentecost must have been like, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples and they spoke in languages so that various people from various countries could understand them. And these, of course, were languages that the disciples themselves had likely never heard in their entire lives. The difference between what we did just now in those various languages and the reading from the Acts of the Apostles that we heard from this morning is that on that first Pentecost, everyone heard in their native languages. And they were from a lot of different places. The Bible tells us they were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. Those are my favorite parts, by the way. And try as I might, I could not find anyone to read today's gospel reading in Phrygian or Pamphylian. But while these people from across the Roman Empire and beyond were diverse in language, they were united in faith. The reading from Acts tells us, quote, "Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem." These men and women were diverse in language and culture, but they were together in that holy place, united in their faith in the God of Israel. And you know who else was together for the very first time as the church on that day? The 12 disciples. Just prior to the reading we heard today in the second chapter of Acts, Matthias is selected to replace Judas, who, of course, betrayed Christ. And so on that day of Pentecost, which the church marks as its very beginning, the church's birthday, so to speak, the 12 disciples, who would now become the 12 apostles, meaning those who are sent out, would receive the Holy Spirit together and then go out into the world to make followers of Jesus. On that day, they were all together. It is no accident that at the moment the 12 disciples had come together as one, the Holy Spirit came among them. It is amazing what the people of God can do when we come together. Over the past 2 years or more, Grace Church has come together so to seek God's blessing and guidance of the Holy Spirit to grow and build our church. As the Acts of the Apostles says this morning, so too can be said of us. They were all together in one place. For us, we have been together in one place in the sense that we've all been committed to seeking a way to build our church for a new century while preserving that which generations past have lovingly passed on to us. We have prayed for this project, worked for it, at times lost sleep over it when we encountered setbacks. Of course, there may still be bumps in the road, or in our case, bumps in the parking lot. We are now at the place where we can see our destination on the horizon. In fact, it was just 4 days ago that I saw with my own eyes the signature from our parking lot tenant that we needed on a document ending our parking lot lease with him and allowing us to build now at the 14-year mark of a 20-year lease. Until that point, I had been like the disciple Thomas, doubting Thomas, saying, unless I see his signature on this document, I will not believe. We at Grace have been together in one place in our commitment and efforts to build our new building, to serve the cause of the gospel here in this community. And God willing, a year from now, we will literally be together in one place just on the other side of that wall, in a beautiful new hall and garden. Being together in one place in the name of Christ and seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit is only half of what Pentecost is. Because after receiving the gifts of the Spirit, the apostles went out and shared the love of God and the gospel of Jesus with all those they encountered. The Acts of the Apostles continues past what we heard today by telling us those who welcomed the message were baptized. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. In just a few minutes, we too will baptize new Christians, just as the apostles did 2,000 years ago on that first day of Pentecost. And I pray that those who are baptized here today will also have glad and generous hearts and the goodwill of the people. So the events of that first Pentecost were not just to make the disciples feel special, though they must have had that effect. The Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles to empower them to reach out to others with the love of Christ. Today, we begin our new building, not just so that we can have really great coffee hours, though it will have that effect. Though truth be told, once we're having coffee hour in the new building, I may miss the pleasant odor of brewing coffee right around the time of the post-communion prayer. We are rather building this new building so that we may provide a greater welcome to those in our community who do not yet know this special place here in the heart of downtown Providence and who may not know God in their lives. We are building so that we may serve those in need and so that we may connect with others, both those within this parish and those without. We are building so that this church, the only church on Westminster Street from Empire all the way to the river, may be seen as a welcoming presence here in this neighborhood, the city, and beyond. We are the only church in the heart of our capital city to have its doors open during the week, thanks to our wonderful docents. In times of celebration and tragedy, such as following the shootings at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston last year, we are often called upon to host community gatherings. We will now be able to extend and deepen that welcome and that embrace more than we ever have. That Pentecost almost 2,000 years ago, the disciples were inspired by the Holy Spirit and then did the work of the gospel. On this Pentecost, we here at Grace Church in Providence are inspired by the Lord, and we too will do the work of the gospel in this time and in this place. Amen.